You're listening to Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
There always comes a time in an elite athlete's career that is bittersweet. Calling time, the end, whether it's in their hands or not. More time with family, reclaiming your weekend, reclaiming a lot of your regular life. But going cold turkey on that changing room culture, the thrill of the win in front of the cheering crowd, of playing the game you love, that is a difficult thing to go ahead and do. There are options, media commentary, coaching, of course, but what if there was a smoother, more gradual transition? Well, elite cricketer Erin Osborne seems to be treading that path. She's represented Australia well over 100 times. She plays for the ACT Meteors and Melbourne Stars in the WBBL. She's a local and Australian cricket legend. And she's going to pass on what's worked for her through a coaching pilot program with Cricket ACT as she starts to wind down her playing days. Erin Osborne is with us in ABC Radio Canberra Morning Studios. Erin Osborne, good morning. It's great to see you again and hear about this decision you've made.
Yeah, morning, Adam. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been quite a big decision made, one not taken lightly, but I'm just very grateful that I've had the support of Cricket ACT and John O'Dean, the head coach, and Olivia Thornton and Mick Delaney in making a decision that will still allow me to play but just strike a balance between work life and cricket.
I was nothing more than a weekend hacker right through the years. Am I over-egging it to say just how addictive nearly the bright lights, the big crowds and the success is?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the unpredictable nature of sport in general and the highs and lows, and it just keeps you motivated to keep going. And cricket's a funny one because I think there's more lows on an individual basis. However, I think you can find a lot of positives in team wins and successes.
How have you managed to chart a course through win, loss, draw and try and treat them the same so you can continue to play at the level you have?
It hasn't been easy, that's for sure. And I think the biggest one is knowing that cricket isn't the only thing happening in my world. I think the balance off the field is just as important. I've been extremely fortunate to complete nearly 2 degrees. So post-career is sort of set up in case anything does happen on the field that I can't control.
Mm. And talking then of starting to see the end, how does someone like you see that and acknowledge that?
I've been very fortunate that Cricket ACT and Cricket Australia have rolled out a pilot program transitioning players into coaching. Cricket ACT have allowed me to work across varying programs, including the male pathway and female pathway, and I've absolutely loved it. And it's something that I wish to continue in the future. Yeah. And I guess to continue on that sort of career and the aspirations to coach in the pathways, and to balance that with still playing with the Meteors. It's a tricky one, but I'm very fortunate that I have the support of the staff in trying to, I guess, juggle that.
With some of those coaching and leadership responsibilities off field as well as on, was that you identifying it as something you could do? Was it Cricket ACT and Cricket Australia seeking you out? Tell us how that's worked in the last couple of years.
It was actually when Olivia Thornton came on board as the general manager of the high performance department, and we were just walking around Queanbeyan Oval as you do on a weekday.
Yeah, over at Freebody.
Exactly right. And Liv just asked me, what did I want to do, knowing that I wasn't getting any younger? And we just discussed the possibilities of going into coaching as well as managerial roles as well. And that's something I've really enjoyed, is learning the operations of the organisation. So if I can get a bit of both worlds, then that would be ideal.
I often think about some sports. I remember Ricky Ponting once said to me what he thinks is so important in the men's side of cricket is that a lot of elite players can be lost to pure commentary or a completely different role. Can we do a lot more to keep the elite people in the game in that managerial and coaching role?
I think so, because I think I feel like we're all very like-minded, and cricket has given me so much, and I just feel like it's an opportunity to give back, especially to Canberra cricket, who, you know, I've been here for 6 years now, and to see where the organisation has come from, not having an indoor centre. And when we were training in winter, I remember training at Canberra College Grammar School, and Nick Hancock running in off the road and over a little step and then eventually bowled. And we had to put away some table tennis tables at the time as well, and hardly seeing the ball. To now having Philip, an indoor centre, the turf nets, as well as Marnika, and the pathways that young players have available to them in our region is something that I'm really proud of and feel like we can only get better there.
That's such an interesting perspective, because it feels like you've been here and representing the Meteors for longer than 6 years. Did you initially think it would be for a stint as opposed to a longer term life, let's say, in Canberra?
You know what, I didn't think so, because I've visited Canberra many times before and I really loved the region, the country feel with all the resources that you need. Mm. And I have family here. So it was very attractive, and I didn't think it was just going to be for a couple of years. This was going to be my home, and I wanted to make sure that I had an active role in our community.
Erin Osborne is our guest, elite international and local cricketer. She still plays for the Meteors. She's moving into a coaching managerial role, as well as being available to play for the immediate future as well. It's about keeping some of the very best people who've contributed to this region in the region. Adam Shirley with you on Mornings. How do you see this unfolding in your discussions with Olivia? How do you reckon it'll play out in the next cricket season and then beyond?
Discussions with Olivia, but also my family. And I think taking a step back, I think, is actually probably going to bring out the best cricket. I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be a tough one, managing training loads. And also, I don't want to do the ACT Meteors program, you know, a disservice by not being there and training with the squad as well. I think that's really important, and coming up with an agreement that all parties are happy with.
And is that still in the process of being worked through at the moment?
It is, yeah. Mm. And that's with John O'Dean and Mick Delaney, as well as my teammates. And I don't want to let anyone down, and I don't want to disappoint anyone. So I think having clear, I guess, goals of what all expectations, knowing that I will still be training alongside the squad, but at times I'll be training away from the squad as well.
The younger players, those starting out with the Meteors, will clearly be leaning on a lot of your experience and advice. What are the keys you're going to try and pass on to them, practically in the nets, but also philosophically?
I'll always say that the balance on and off the field is really important. I think when you put all your eggs in one basket and things happen that just aren't in your control, then that can blow up. And I just think you need to be prepared for that. There's injuries, there's selections that you just don't have control of. So I think if you have work or education on the outside, I think that's really important.
Virtually to the same word, Lauren Jackson said this to me many years ago when she was getting towards the end of her playing career. By nature of the lower salaries, which they should have higher salaries for, and the support and the marketing deals, are women ahead of the game here compared to their male counterparts in knowing to have a few different strings to their bow?
I think so. I think it's changing slightly. When I first started playing cricket, we were able to tap into education and get that paid for by our Australian Cricket Association. And I think the women potentially use that more so than our male counterparts, and I don't have the stats on that.
But the culture seems to be there by necessity nearly, because there's not the big salary that can just see you through year to year.
Yeah, and I think in some ways the balance was right when I first started, because I was still working full-time playing cricket for Australia as well as doing a university degree. So it set me up for the future, and I'm really happy about that. And I know that's all Mum ever wanted me to do in cricket. She knew it wasn't paying much. It's like, if you're going to play cricket, then you need to get an education. And I'm like, okay. So I ticked that one off, so she's happy. But now that there is a little bit more money coming into the female game, I am concerned that some of our younger players are just focusing all on cricket.
And could fall into a trap.
Yeah, and I'd love to see that the education piece continues in the women's space, and ensuring that there is extra pressure and especially the time committed with the money. So to get that balance right, I think, is really important.
And Canberra being Canberra, that small city in a regional area, how much of an opportunity does it have to lead the way in that overall balance and to show other states and territories the best way to get the most out of athletes, but also set them up for a longer life too?
And I think that's the best thing about Canberra. It's a small country sort of feel. And you know what? The universities are really accommodating with the athletes in our region, and as well as employment opportunities. I think businesses are understanding of the time commitments that athletes sort of needed, but they're willing to work around that. And that's what I really like about Canberra. It's an extremely supportive community of the athletes.
Can't wait to see how you produce in this pilot program, because I get the sense Erin Osborne Much like your career, you'll be elite and a trailblazer to see how it's done right. Thank you very much for coming by. Congratulations on arriving at this decision as well in your career.
Thanks, Adam.
Aaron Osborne, elite ACT Meteors player, as I say, has represented Australia well over 100 times. And taking a path that's going to support the next generation, as well as maybe show how moving out of elite sport can be done well.
This is Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.